wants the game to continue. They think they can get the 3 points. Drop came for a moment. Chance. Handball on the line they want. Penalty given. And another red card coming the Mariners' way. Mufotalē. They surely won it for Sydney FC. It's 5-4. And that is full time.
Yes, we finish off with our greatest game series, and who can forget that crazy night in December 2007 between the Mariners and Sydney FC? Certainly not Broski or Robbie Middleby, who were Sydney FC teammates on the day of that mad 5-4 win in Gosford. And Robbie joins us now on the line. Evening, Robbie.
Evening, Simon. Hey, Broski.
Hey, mate.
Good to have you on the show. Robbie, have you ever been involved in a game quite like that one?
Oh, Simon, do you know what? You contacted me the other day and mentioned, and my memory, I'm getting a little bit old now, my memory isn't too good, but I had a quick look at that game, and there's been such iconic games across the A-League, but that one there in particular for myself was such a fond memory. And to play with some of the incredible players in that game as well, and the guy that's sitting next to you is probably epitomises, you know, icons of our game. Just a fabulous game to be involved in.
And I tell you the thing that I didn't remember until I went back and researched the two-team lineups. A, there were 17,500 people there watching, which is extraordinary. And you look at the Mariners team, Danny Vukovic, Tony Vidmar, John Aloisi, Miller Jedinak, Alex Wilkinson, and you had quality in your team as well with the likes of Broski and lots of others. The two teams were really top quality.
Yeah, exactly. And like you mentioned, some of those players, incredible. And I thought that year, I remember, I think it was Popper coming back to the A-League as well, Tony Popovich.
Yes,
and
yep.
We had Mark Rudin, we had Fifey. And I think Mark Milligan might have been still in the squad. He might have gone overseas or he might have been in that squad. But defensive, we were you know, very solid that year. But just for an incredible game, 5-4. You know, to concede that many goals. But, you know, you get some games that it just sort of goes back and forth. So, incredible game, incredible players, and, you know, what a great atmosphere.
Yeah, it was. I remember being in that one. And after about 15 minutes, Chucky, we've copped two goals. I remember thinking, because the Mariners were flying at that point in the season, I remember looking at the freeway thinking, oh, we've got to get out of here some way. This is going to end up very, very badly. What do you remember of, mate, the first 15 minutes?
You know what, Broski? I can't remember. I probably would have got sprayed at halftime by those first two goals because I looked at, there was a deflection. Miller Jedinak scored a free kick.
That was off you, wasn't it, Robbie?
Mm-hmm.
That was off you.
I tried to charge it down. So, and then the second goal, John Aloisi on the near post, I think it was me that was supposed to be marking him. So I could imagine the halftime spray I would have got. But it ended up being okay, thank God, because if we would have lost, I would have just been distraught with those two goals, sort of had something to do with it. But, you know, it was you know, back and forth the whole game. And, you know, even our mate Terry McLean got on the score sheet.
He did. Do you remember his celebration? You would have watched it again.
Terrible.
He's gone to do a knee slide and nearly broken both his knees. His knees got stuck in the pitch.
Incredible.
Robbie, you look at the scoring sequence in this game. After, as Broski said, you were 2-0 down. You get it back to 2-2. Then it's 3-2 Mariners. Then two Sydney goals put you 4-2 up before Adam Kwasniak makes it 4-4 with only a couple of minutes left. And then we know what happens with the Mufotalē penalty. When you're in a game like that, when you're in the midst of it, of that maelstrom, does everything, or do all the systems and the plans go out of the window because it's so chaotic? Or are you still trying to focus on your basics?
Well, it's interesting because, like we just mentioned before, we had such a good defensive record. And I think back and forth, and it was you, Broski, that sort of got in behind for the red card as well. So I think we start off not too bad besides those two goals. But I think after that, like you mentioned, Simon, I think sort of sometimes tactics goes out the window when you're trying to chase things. And it was just one of those games that I think, yeah, not many tactics and just plenty of goals and back and forth and like a sort of a boxing match back and forth. So, you know, just a great atmosphere and great for the crowd to witness that.
Yeah, it was incredible. I mean, it's the one thing I do remember. I haven't played in many crazy games like this, but I think at 4-3, then 4-4, I remember actually thinking, this is mental. I mean, I can't imagine watching this. What about when I think actually Kwasniq, when he scored the penalty as well, he picked the ball up and ran straight back to halfway to try and... What a mistake that was.
And he handled the ball for the penalty.
Exactly right.
That's what I was going to say. He was celebrating that much. I think it sort of went out the window when he got sent off for the penalty for Ufuk to take the last penalty. And, you know, and that's where the emotion, and that's what's so incredible about that sort of game and games that sort of... That emotion sort of takes over sometimes, and yeah, the celebrations, and it makes me laugh just thinking about Terry McLean's celebration that you just mentioned, man, before.
The other thing that I'd forgotten about this game is that Dean Heffernan had to go off with an injury, which was later confirmed as a broken leg. I think he actually walked off the pitch, which is extraordinary given he's got a broken leg. And the Mariners actually finished the game with only 8 players on the pitch because all their substitutes had been used. I mean, if they were smart, one of the players would have gone down with a minute to go. They're down to 7, and then you've got to cancel the game, haven't you?
Well, what's incredible then, he actually was at his brother's or someone's wedding that day before, or the day of, which I didn't realise when I watched over the highlights. So, you know, what an incredible 24 hours for him. You know, if he did break his leg for the game or whatever, what just, you know, incredible 24 hours going from a wedding to that game and then to sort of break your leg. Geez, just incredible.
It would have been a crazy day for him, yeah. What about Ufi when he steps up? What's your feeling? Is there anyone else you would have rather take that penalty? Surely not.
Probably yourself. Probably yourself, Broski. But
not if you want to win.
Ufi's always been like, you know, I've known him forever, you know, even in our Aussie youth teams together. He's always been reliable, someone that, you know, strives on that sort of situation to step up and be the one. And, you know, we're all just confident, but, you know, being such a crazy game, just even his celebration was incredible at the end of the game, even Ufi. So, yeah, we always sort of rely on the quality players to step up in that situation.
Just in terms of the context of that game, again, doing the research, you'd just been belted 4-2 at home by Perth Glory the week before. Billy Selesky had scored a hat-trick. I remember calling that game. You'd won only one of the previous 5. You needed a win. Do you remember what Cozzy said to you after the game? Was he chuffed? Was he not particularly happy with the way that you defended? Any memories of that?
I think saying that, which I mentioned before, I thought our defensive record wasn't too bad that season, but he probably more relief with probably some of the results previously. And I don't remember specifically, but again, probably, you know, my start of the game, you probably gave me a serve at halftime, but at the end of the game, I think it might have been relieved with everyone. So, it was a tremendous game and so much emotion. So, yeah.
And it was a record, the 9 goals in a single game that stood for many, many years until it was beaten, I think, only 2 or 3 years ago. Just to finish off, Robbie, of course, you're now retired from playing, but you're still involved in the game. You're working for Football Australia alongside James Johnson.
Yes, Simon. I've worked for the last 16, 18 months in Football Australia's community department, so looking after the mini-roos, any government-funded programs that we implement out in the community, say sporting schools, walking football, multicultural, and any new initiative programs for legacy, World Cup legacy. So, you know, it's just, you know, great to be still involved with the game and an honour. I had a chance to work for James at FIFA before and to have an opportunity again here in Australia to work for someone like that, it's a privilege and an honour. So yeah, it's great to be still involved with the game.
I was going to ask you about that. You worked with FIFA as well, didn't you?
Yeah, Rossi, before, just because of the COVID situation and travelling, it sort of stopped because of that. So I spent 3 years mostly in developing countries in, say, Oceania and Africa, working with club development, which was, you know, incredible to see, you know, football at its purest form in some of these developing countries. So, yeah, great opportunity and privilege to do that. It was it was great.
Never fancied coaching then, Robbie?
Never fancied coaching. But I just want to mention something to you, Simon. I was quite excited to talk to you two, you know, legends and icons and great guys of the game. And I mentioned to a guy called Gilbert, who a colleague from Football New South Wales is the chairman.
Yes, Gilbert Lawker.
Yes, and he, tremendous guy, and he mentioned to me that you play over 35 and what an incredible player you are. And I said, oh, well, I'm going to mention that on the call. But he also said, watch out, though, Robbie. He said, make sure you mention to him that he tried a bicycle kick in a game and it didn't come off. So he said, he's desperate. Everyone's desperate for you to play again. But probably, but don't try bicycle kicks, Simon.
Well,
no bicycle kicks.
Let me tell you the story, Robbie. It wasn't quite a bicycle kick. It was an attempted clearance. This is for Abbotsford juniors over 35s. It was my second game back at the age of 53. And in attempting to clear that ball, I tore my hamstring off the bone. So that's why I'm no longer playing.
Because what he said, Simon's such an elegant player, such a quality player, and he tried this bicycle kick. I didn't know about the hamstring, though.
Yeah.
And he said, make sure you try to get him to play over 35s again, but try not getting, don't try any more bicycle kicks. And I know now why hamstring.
Yeah, it went twang, mate. It went twang. In fact, it just went snap. It was horrible. So that's the story. But hey, thank you for bringing that up. I really appreciate that, Robbie. And we do thank you for your time tonight. Great to reminisce about a famous game in A-League history and your part in it. And good luck with your work with Football Australia. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, Robbie.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.